Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
8:46, 14 till 9. You can join Tommy Tucker, WWO. You can join Mike Dettelier, Steve Geller today for weekend kickoff. Special edition of Sports Talk Live from Treasure Chest Casino. They're going to count down to Thursday night football tonight, 49ers at Seahawks. And get amped up for Sunday's game, a huge game against Tampa Bay. You can hang out with Mike D and Steve G, Steve Geller at Treasure Chest Casino and a game bar and grill today from 4 until 7. Treasure Chest is located in Kenner's Lake Town area on the banks of Lake Pontchartrain, 4540 Williams Boulevard. They can't wait to see you there, or you can listen here on WWL. The sports director of WWL, Steve Geller, joins us now. As a matter of fact, how you doing, big guy?
Hanging in there, Tommy. Getting my money ready to place a bet on the Rattler when I get to Treasure Chest today.
The Rattler, as Chris Berman would say. Tell me, was it a surprise to the media yesterday? Because as I understand it, DA didn't hesitate at all. That was the first thing out of his mouth, right?
No, that was definitely surprising to me. Figured, all right, they're going to play it off this entire week. It's going to be between Jay Kaner and Spencer Rattler. And, yeah, he didn't even have to be asked the question, just came out, introduced, you know, coming out right away in his press conference on Wednesday saying that Spencer Rattler would be the guy against Tampa Bay week 6, Sunday noon kickoff, obviously, here on WWL and the Odyssey app. And, yeah, take a little bit back, obviously, just because of, one, he made the announcement right away to start the week. He didn't let it drag out. And also a little bit of a surprise, the fact it wasn't Jay Kaner who came in relief for Derek Carr last game when he got banged up. But obviously, Dennis Allen talked about seeing something in Rattler leading up to this game that he believes that the rookie will give this team the best chance to win against the Bucs. And I think a little bit of it's got to do definitely more to his escapability, that mobility that Rattler has with his legs. Certainly should help, especially with the issues you have against a patchwork offensive line right now.
Yeah, talk about what he said about watching him on a practice squad. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, just basically seeing him, you know, mimic guys like a Jalen Hurts, a Patrick Mahomes, leading in this week's on the practice squad, gave the coaches an idea of at least what he's able to process, how he's thinking, the mobility factor as well. And like I mentioned, I think that's a pretty big factor in this matchup, although Allen downplayed the fact of being that, you know, all-around quarterback, the more mobile guy. Hayner's got legs too, but in no way has, I feel like, that same escapability that Rattler has, which could be pretty key against the Bucs squad, who struggled early on with their pass rush. But, man, the last two games, they've gotten 10 sacks, I think 6 against the Eagles, 4 against the Atlanta Falcons. So that's a unit that seems to be at least finding their way, and hopefully this Saints team can keep them at bay Sunday in the Superdome, because obviously young quarterback, you know they're going to be coming after him, trying to force those bad mistakes.
You know, I watched the Ravens game on Sunday with Lamar Jackson, and I don't want to go back, but just for a second to reflect. And I thought that was pretty good. But then when you see Patrick Mahomes on Monday night, this guy is just like butter soaked in Pam. I don't know how else to describe it. You can't get a hand on him.
No, it's pretty unbelievable. The awareness he has, the creativity that you know Mahomes has as well, just the overall feel of the game. Definitely a different level when you see him performing against all these other quarterbacks, even though we've obviously seen some better than average play from quarterbacks this season so far. But, yeah, definitely nothing. Mahomes is on by far a level above everybody else, even though he's having a down year, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break. We'll come back, talk about injuries, because I know, you know, you get the text from the Saints haters all the time. And look, if you want to hate, go ahead, have a blast at your life. You can do what you want. But I know injuries are part of the NFL, but the Saints have been hit especially hard with injuries. And that was before Derek Carr went down. Now you're talking about losing your starting quarterback. We'll talk about Taysom Hill and the others. And also this decision with Spencer Rattler, because if you look at the Saints' schedule, it's early in the season to talk about critical games, but if they beat Tampa Bay, they're 3-3. If they lose, they're 2-4. If they go on then with Denver and lose to Tampa Bay and Denver, they're 2-5, which is a completely different system or situation than 3-4 or even 4-3. We'll pick it up when we come back. Steve Geller, our guest. You got any questions, comments, 504-260-1870. The Rattlers starting at quarterback on Sunday in place of Jake Haener and the injured Derek Carr. 851, 9 till 9, traffic, WWL. 855, Tommy Tucker, WWL. You can join Steve Geller and Mike Dettelier at the Treasure Chest tonight, live with Sports Talk as they talk about the Rattler. Why am I talking like Chris Berman all of a sudden? I don't know. Steve Geller is our guest, WWL Sports Director. Steve, I was talking about, you know, if you look at where they are right now, 2-3, and you hate to say must-win game, but if they lose to Tampa Bay, they'd be 2-4. That's a hell of a lot worse than 3-3, and not to mention it's a division game. Then you got Sean Payton, and you know he's going to have the Broncos fired up to come into the Dome on Thursday night. If they were to lose to Tampa Bay and Denver, at that point they're 2-5, which, while it's only two games, that's massively different than 4-3.
No, you're definitely digging that hole that you don't want to get into at the early part of the season. And then at the end of the year, you know, you're trying to play catch up at the end, looking at tiebreakers. Oh, if we have to do this against whatever team. So we're, you know, in the running with a Tampa Bay or an Atlanta in the NFC South. You've already won a game against Carolina in the division. That's a plus, but you did drop the game to the Falcons, unfortunately. So now 1-1 in the NFC South. Like you mentioned, the game against the Bucs this Sunday, oh so important, just to not only just to snap that three-game skid you're on right now, but you got to keep up with the Joneses in the division. We know Tampa and Atlanta are both 3-2 at the moment, and, man, I hate to say this, the Falcons have had that luck. Mm-hmm. At the end-of-game situations, they've been able to find that way to win. And unfortunately, they could easily be 0-4. We talk about that too. Woulda, coulda, shouldas. But right now, they're 3-2. Saints need to get a little bit of that luck on their side going into this game because, yeah, you know Sean Payton's going to be coming to town. And obviously, Saints fans too want nothing more than to beat their old coach. And it's going to be a heck of a matchup on a short week again. And obviously, too, with the injuries being such a factor. But looks like we're going to have two rookie quarterbacks, Bo Nix for Denver. And with Spencer Rattler for the Saints setting up for Thursday, I don't think Derek Carr will be ready for that matchup either.
2-5 with two division losses is not where you want to be. The bye doesn't happen
right
until the week before Thanksgiving, so they get no help from that. And I talked about injuries before, and I know the haters say, you know, every NFL team deals with injuries. But if you look at who didn't play against Kansas City, that's bad.
Yeah.
Then when you look at Derek Carr getting hurt, the Saints have been hit especially hard with injuries, and what do we know about Taysom Hill, about Willie Gay, about Pete Werner?
Yeah, all those guys were listed on yesterday's injury report, and it was an estimated status for guys because it was just a walkthrough for this team. We'll get a better idea today of the full slate of injuries, but still, you mentioned with Taysom Hill still dealing with a rib injury. He's oh so critical, obviously, to this offense. It also gives you that physical presence, which I feel has just been lacking to help out just Alvin Kamara, for crying out loud, in the run game. It seems like he's been the only option. Jamal Williams really just hasn't gotten enough touches. The last couple of games has been really a non-factor. Kamara, too, still on the injury report, didn't practice yesterday. He's been dealing with a hip and rib injury. Well, scratch off the rib injury. Now it's listed as a hip/hand injury. So curious to find out more about Kamara. But you mentioned Will Harris, P. Werner, Lucas Patrick, Derek Carr, Peyton Turner, and Aziz Ruiz also on that DMP, do not practice list for Wednesday. Willie Gay was limited with that hand issue, the linebacker. And a positive, Kendra Miller, a full go. He was last week as well, but the running back just wasn't ready just yet to step into game action. Hopefully they can get him up to speed this week because, like I mentioned, with Alvin Kamara just taking so much of a heavy load right now, I'd love to see a little bit lighter amount of touches for him just to save him a bit. I feel like running him up the gut is just pointless at this point. And with the offensive line, it's been a lot harder for him to get that ball in space.
He's hurt, and 41 is hurt and taking a beating every game, and they got to get him some help. They really do. One thing Dennis Allen did say is that no matter what happens, Derek Carr, when he's healthy, he is coming back as a starting quarterback, right?
Yeah, absolutely. He was asked that, and I would assume that would have been the answer as well. No matter what happens here, with Spencer Rattler these next two games. It is Carr's job, and I still think that obviously Allen, Clint Kubiak, the entire coaching staff and players still have their faith and belief in Carr. It's just been a rough go these last three games where it's been an unfortunate perfect storm of mistakes. It hasn't been really any single issue to point out. And just a real slap in the face, obviously, considering what we saw those first two games. I've said it before now that that Dallas Cowboys game seems like another season ago.
Thank you, Steve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.